This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. One of the things that happens with news is that stories play differently here than they do overseas. With that in mind, we've called Borzu Deragahi. He's the Middle East correspondent for BuzzFeed News based in Istanbul to get a sense of the economic implications of the White House travel ban as seen from over there. Borzu, welcome to the program.
Always a pleasure.
Give me the big picture first, would you, and some sense of how this ban looks from overseas.
Well, I think that for a large part, many people in the Middle East and the broader Muslim world, based on my reporting and reading of the local press in these countries, they see it as a, kind of a discrimination against them, as a discriminatory and a sort of example of the what they would consider the rising Islamophobia in the West. So it's definitely perceived that way.
Do you hear or read or talk to people who say, you know what, I'm just not even going to bother going to the States. I don't want to do business over there. I don't want to try to go to school there. I don't want to invest. Just the heck with them.
I hear that a lot, and I've been hearing that for a few years now, and that's going to intensify right now. As a matter of fact, I was looking at reports in U.S. News outlets as well as other news outlets about India, China, Malaysia, Indonesia, institutions in these countries, including schools, tour operators, and investor. What do you call that? Chambers of commerce. Mm-hmm. Seeing this as an opportunity, it's like, hey, if you're a rich dude and or lady and you want to invest, if you're a promising student, you want to study, if you're looking for a vacation, don't go to the U.S., forget them, come visit us, come here and spend your money here. So I already people are exploiting this. People that we should consider U.S. economic rivals are exploiting the visa ban to make bank.
When you go out for a cup of coffee or whatever on the corner there in Istanbul, is this a topic of conversation?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Trump is Trump and his policies and his administration are front and center here. It's constantly on the television. People are talking about it. It's in the front pages of newspapers. And officials who, in Turkey at least, were rather welcoming to the Trump administration, rather disillusioned by the administration of Barack Obama, even they in the last few days have begun to speak out, prominent voices in the government condemning the visa ban, seeing it as I was saying, a sort of message to the broader Muslim world, including to Turks, which are also an essential ally in the fight against ISIS, a NATO partner, and the host of a massive U.S. airbase that's mm-hmm. crucial to U.S. operations in this part of the world.
Borzu Deragahi is in Istanbul, Turkey. He's the Middle East correspondent for BuzzFeed News. Borzu, thanks.
It's a pleasure.